Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, lovely people. I hope you're having a wonderful day today. It's freezing, but I'm living my best life. Did everybody watch the Super Bowl? And when I say watch the Super Bowl, I mean nothing related to the actual sport that they, whatever sport it is they play on the Super Bowl. I don't actually know. I don't know what sport it is, basketball or whatever. Jennifer Lopez and Shakira teaming up for an incredible halftime performance. I actually watched it again last night because I knew I was going to talk about it today. And I smashed an entire jar of mayonnaise because I was walking along my kitchen trying to put the mayonnaise in the fridge. And I got so distracted by Shakira that I dropped it on the floor. That's annoying, dropping a jar of mayonnaise, for two reasons. One, clearing it up, a nightmare. Two, it was actually quite expensive mayo. You know, it wasn't Hellman's, it wasn't Heinz. It was like that one that's actually got raw eggs in it that is a bit dangerous for your health. And I paid about £4 for it and I'm livid. But it was worth it because that halftime show was incredible. I found it very empowering. These two women have had such illustrious careers in like all aspects. Obviously Shakira, I mean, literally my DJ sets are riddled with J-Lo and Shakira. Riddled. I know riddled is a weird word to use. I don't know why I did that. So they went through 20 songs in 12 minutes. That's what's crazy, right, about the halftime show is it's so short, the actual time, but they managed to fit so much in. And I don't know if any of you have seen like the memes of J-Lo while she's waiting to go on. She just looks so... Imagine like... You're J-Lo and Shakira goes on first and you just have to like kind of stand there and she's like getting her hair done and she's like doing a few like practice dance moves and it's just the energy. It just makes me feel a bit sick. Like they must have felt so terrified. Well, I mean, they've been doing it for years, so probably not. Shakira did a duet with Bad Bunny. She covered I Like It by Cardi B, which is one of my favourite Cardi B songs, and closed her set with Hips Don't Lie. Also, J-Lo brought her 11-year-old daughter on to perform Let's Get Loud. Crazy. Equally, I just think it was a wonderful... choice. Really gutted because my brother lives in Miami and I really wanted to go, but I didn't. And I think it was one of those ones not to be missed because I feel like sometimes the halftime show is a bit like meh, but this time, I mean, especially for people of a certain generation, like people who like 90s noughties music, this was iconic. I could not keep my eyes off the screen. Also, how do you achieve that level of abs? Asking for a friend, because obviously my abs are on fire. But literally, how do you achieve that? How old are they? Like 40, late 40. I think J-Lo's 50. And not that it matters, but and Shakira's in her 40s. I can't achieve one ab. And I'm like, I just don't understand how you can get to that level of abs. Like, how does one achieve? Do they not eat carbs at all? Is there some kind of secret? Either way, they both look banging. They sounded banging. And if you've seen the clip of Shakira during her set where she just looks at the camera and sort of goes, la, 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 it's like one of the funniest things I've ever seen. So please just, if for anything, just go and watch it for the memeable moments that are in it. Both incredible performers. Very impressed with the whole thing. I love that I'm saying that as if I could even halfway do what they did. But good choice for the Super Bowl to choose them to do it. I'm very, very, very pleased. And I will keep watching it on a daily basis. Now let's get into some music. Dua Lipa's finally dropped her brand new banger, Physical. Future Nostalgia is the album. It's coming out very soon. Really excited. This girl is taking over the globe. In fact, she's already taken over the globe. She's so young. She's so passionate. But what you can tell about her is she works so hard. This is Physical. A banger.
To go to sleep when I got you next to me.
All night I'm riding with you. I know you got my back and you know I got you. So come on, come on, come on, come on. Let's get physical. when I got you next to me.
And you're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
John, that is Trap. Obviously, you remember when St. John came on the show. We loved him. I think he's back in the UK very soon. I think he's actually going to be back a lot more. Well, I'm hoping so anyway. That's a banger. We love him. So much more new music to play on this show today. There is just so much going on. Also, I haven't told you about the guests. We've got the real Jimbo coming in a minute. Lapsley is coming in to talk about her follow-up album to her 2016. And her new track, Woman, is absolutely incredible. Her new album, Three Waters, coming out in March. We're going to be talking about that. Ephos is on the show. Tally Spear, who's been in before, is going to be coming in chatting all about the EP that she's dropping. One track every month for the next 5 months. Misunderstood are coming in, and Iceberg. So it's a busy, busy show. There's been lots going on in music as well. I really loved that Billie Eilish was on the cover of American Vogue. Like, that girl, I actually can't get over. Basically, I think I'm more jealous of Billie Eilish for how many brands she has. Like, all of the stuff she wears is, like, so incredible. It's like dreams. Imagine being 18 and just anybody, every fashion designer is like, here, wear this, take this, have this. So jealous. So, so jealous. Also getting very excited for festival season, you know, Lovebox. Robin. Oh, my God. Robin is playing Lovebox. Caitronada, Tierra Whack. If you have not listened to Tierra Whack's music, please go and do it right now. She played the Rihanna Fenty show. She's one of my favorite rappers in the world right now. She released an entire album, and I think I played some of it when she released it, of tracks that were 1 minute long. And they are, it's like, so it's an album that is 12 minutes. And it's like, that is so useful, because sometimes you just don't have the time to listen to a whole album. She's done it in 12 minutes. I mean, equally, there are a lot of songs that I'm like, I wish this song was like 4 minutes long. But yeah, she's an incredible artist. The album's called Whack World, but she's just doing great things. She released it in 2018. I reckon we're going to have big things from her this year. If you haven't checked out her videos, she does crazy, crazy good videos as well. She's a very talented girl. But yeah, there's just so much going on at the moment. So they're playing Lovebox 2020, which is now 3 days, isn't it? I think it's an epically big one this year. Tickets are on sale now. And actually, FUBAR Radio are giving away a pair of tickets to all 3 days. So all you have to do is retweet the Lovebox tweet on Twitter or comment on the Instagram post. So head to @FUBAR Radio and you can find that. Comment as many times as you like to be in a chance of winning. You can tag all your mates. Just go for it. Like, why not? YOLO. Live your best life. Big fan of Heady One. As you guys know, I play him a lot on the show. So we're going to play his new one now. And in the meantime, we're going to be getting some guests in for you. There's so much new music for me to play out. The problem is, every week I put this playlist together and I'm like, how are we going to have time to play all this? Life is so hard, guys. This track's called Charades, and it's a collab with producer Fred again, who he's worked with a lot. And I just am a really big fan of his. I love his tone of voice. I love the way, like, I love the beats that he uses. I love the production. I love everything. Fred again, also taking over. So take a listen to this one and let us know what you think.
Yo, Fred. I've been dealing with a few situations out here, man. But I'm just sorting it all out. That's why I've been a bit quiet. And then, yeah, I'm active again.
One. Bodies and honeys, no phones on the car. Their man ain't on, but the talk that they are. Their man ain't really got no arms. It come like they're just being folded in their arms. It come like man being playing charades, the way man talk with them arms. One day I'm in a hood trying to pattern out shit, next day I'm recording a France. The talk that they are. What I know is money and beef. Don't think I left it all in the past. How these old boys say they want beef and they ain't got bread, that's all in the ass. And my young boys that 10 or 9, cause they all on a chart. Skangs, Rambos, Flickies, we got them all in the car. How many man and the gang then got? How many times man do it obey and the mains go wish that man's not hot? Still do it on the coat that Big Shaq got. The stunt it on my hoodie. Full those swerving, not a boogie. I hope I ain't got, but the judge not Judy. Baddies and honeys, no phones on the car. Their man ain't on, but the talk that they are. Their man ain't really got no arms. It come like they're just being folded in arms. It come like man being playing charades. The way man talk with them arms. One day I'm in a hood trying to pattern out shit. Next day I'm recording in France. Baddies and honeys, no phones on the car. Their man ain't on, but the talk that they are. Their man ain't really got no arms. It come like they're just being folded in arms. It come like man being playing charades. The way man talk with them arms. One day I'm in a hood trying to pattern out shit. Next day I'm recording in France. What I know is money and beef. Don't think I left it all in the past. The man, they're different to us. Could have seen them, we lead them to last. My young boy was slacking in the tea. I just gave him a kick up the ass. Focus, work rate, progress. Putting that work, then he's up. How many men in the gang then got? How much residue in my pot? How much pressure did he put on ops? How many times did he out that long? First trying to find my spot. I'm trying to right my wrongs. So I just write a song. Two bad bees in the city, me in the middle. Two Rambo symmetry, me in the middle. Rose gold with the VVs in the middle. DNG at the time, Mary G's in the middle. I know if it's here to see me win, they just want to see me in the system. All of those times I was wrong, I be late, come on, I'm from Egan, I built it. Bad bees in the city, me in the middle. Two Rambo symmetry, me in the middle. Rose gold with the VVs in the middle. DNG at the time, Mary G's in the middle. I just done it in my hoodie. Photo serving, no a boogie. I hope I ain't got, but the judge not Judy. Baddies and honeys, no phones on the car. Their man ain't on, but they talk that they are. Their man ain't really got no arms. They come like they're just being folded in arms. They come like man being playing charades. The way man talk with them arms. One day I'm in a hood trying to pattern out shit. Next day I'm recording in France.
Presents.
Access all areas.
We have our final guest in the studio with us now. Hello. Nadia Essex, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm carrying a lot of extra weight, so.
Are you still dating through pregnancy? I've heard a rumour that you are.
I mean, I'm single, of course. Some people are very opposed. They think that when you get pregnant, you all of a sudden, you are no longer woman. You don't exist. You are an incubator for this human. All of you, your mental health, everything about you becomes secondary. Mm. But you always have the opportunity to date. Yeah. If it's there.
I mean, yeah. I'm not, and I'm not pregnant, so.
Harriet Rose.
Out of Stella Overdrive.
What's up, boys?
We've actually managed to get Raf off a train from Paris.
Straight from the Eurostar. Madness.
Tell me a bit about Out of Stella Overdrive, the name. Where did that come from?
There was a bin, right, outside our rehearsal place, and we were just smoking one day, and we all looked, and on the bin was graffitied Out of Stella Overdrive. And then the backstory was that the owner of the rehearsal, his mate, was like on LSD, came in.
Shut up.
Yeah, he came in like talking.
Came in and then just graffitied
And left.
On the bin.
Yeah.
And then we were just like, perfect. I did not expect that story to be so iconic.
Tuesday Takeover.
It's Crystal here, but it's not just me. I'm joined by my very special guest.
Special guest? Fuck you, bitch.
My name is Baby Lame. We have a very special guest here. It is my RuPaul's Drag Race UK Season 1 sister, Vinegar Strokes.
Yeah, you total slag.
I was a total slag on tour. I really was, yeah. Newcastle. Thank you, Newcastle. There's not many hot black guys up north. So when I arrive, the grinder explodes, and I'm like, hello, hello, Newcastle. But it's not my lips talking, it's my arsehole talking. Hello!
You're listening to FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
She likes cooking.
Darling, 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 there's no need to worry. It's just a couple things. If it's you another, there's no need to worry. Between. I'm a third wheeler, I'm a side better, I'm a home wrecker, give it up. I'm a third wheeler, I'm a side better, I'm a home wrecker, give it up, give it up, give it up. I'll keep your best interest. I
I was out here playing games. You was out here with a lame.
I can play the side nigga real easy, but I'm too long.
I'm the side nigga. I gotta sneak around and hide with you. I wanna see you give me 5 minutes. Paparazzi probably got like 5 pictures. My shot, this is beatball. Nigga, the team you play for is seesaw. So I know that it's fake when I see y'all. Don't wanna fuck what you got up. I would never blow your spot up. I know my place, I'm the landlord. I can't read the weight to my hand, so yeah. You can't keep doing this.
I'll keep it the best of
best interest. We love him. The real Jimbo's in the building.
Woo, woo. Jimbo.
Are you the real Jimbo,
yeah,
though?
Yeah, I'm the realest Jimbo.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
How can we be sure that you're the real one?
Because me, I'm authentic. I'm from South London. There's nobody ever met like me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, 100%.
That's big talk.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Of course.
How you doing? You all right?
Yeah, I'm very well. I'm doing very good. How about you?
I'm living my best life, babe.
Best is best life.
Best
2020
is best
life.
Yes, 2020.
Come on.
A lot of changes in 2020, I feel. I feel like in the vibe and the energy in the universe right now. How has it been for you so far?
Yo, I've had the most changes this year. It's probably been the best year of my life. I'm not going to lie. Like you just said, it's been the best year of my life.
Tell me why.
Ooh, so many changes just with the label, with personal things in life. Things that I thought would never, ever happen and never change, they've just all changed. So it's just, for me, I'm kind of blown away at the person who I've become.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
How was 2019? Did you get a lot done musically for yourself? How did you feel about it?
Biggest year of my life musically. That year, I must have released over 250 instrumentals on my YouTube.
Crazy.
Also released a major release, my first major release on my independent label.
You've and got so many things going on, so many irons in the fire.
Yeah, I know. I'm just a busy guy. I'm just constantly... I'm a creator, so I'm constantly creating because it just comes to my mind and I just got to put it out.
Yeah, totally get that. I Like is your latest track. Tell us a bit about it.
I Like, that track came from, well, I made the beat maybe like 2 years ago, and then the idea for the lyrics came and I was just with my girl chilling, and then I just started writing the song. And it's just about my girl, really.
Just a vibe.
Yeah, just a vibe, and it was just everything that going on at the time, to be honest.
Do you feel like you need to pen the beat first, or does lyrics ever come first for you?
Depends, because it's been like some albums like Loughborough to Lambert's, which I Like, that was all penned. But I made an album called Turbo World that I did in one night.
Yeah, you released that late last year, 2019.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I released Turbo World, and that one was not penned. I made the beats and I just recorded it all in one night.
Wow.
Yeah, in one night, literally about 9 till 3 in the morning, the whole album was done.
And what's the process for you in the studio? Is it quite a solitary one, or do you have lots of people around you? How does it work?
Me, usually I'm by myself these days, but a few years ago, I could be in the studio with 14 people, make the beat right in front, have everyone write in, get the song recorded, and have it ready.
Yeah.
Ready. But nowadays, it's just, I make the beat, kind of just write the song. Depending on how I feel, I might just have the melody and the feel in my head and the lyrics. It just all comes for what's happening in my life at the minute.
100%. Yeah. And you've been doing this for a long time. Like, you started very young in music.
Yeah.
How did you actually get into it? Like, what made you kind of pick up an instrument for the first time?
Well, I was about 7 years old. My whole family's into music. So I've got both sides of my family. They do music. They got studios. And I started DJing around 11 years old. And then
crazy.
It went to making music. It was a CD called Fruity Loops that it was going around my school. By the time it got to me, it was scratched. So it didn't work. Told my dad, and he was like, sit on Logic. Sat on that. I got good at it. And then I got to like 16, I could put the ideas in my head straight into the computer, it's perfect. But all my mates at the time were wasting time.
Yeah.
So I just thought, you know what, I've just started a record label, but I was in Brit school at the time. And then I went to uni, went there, it was too easy, left after a year, come back to run the
too
hot
easy.
Cake. Yeah,
love
it was
it.
Way too easy.
Love it.
And then I came back, ran the hot cake music. And then from there, like I was getting recognised, but I wasn't getting paid. So mm-hmm. We're doing loads and loads and loads of music, but it wasn't really helping. So then I ended up leaving, going to Manchester, doing a few business ventures, seeing how my family's living. They wasn't really helping me out too much, so I just thought, I've got to do this by myself. started doing some business plans, got some investments, got investors, started working with the government. They were investing in me. And then they give me more money until I just say, you know what? I'm done with this. I'm coming back to London to work on my dream.
Nice. Yeah. And what's the plan for 2020?
2020, big year. We got loads of new releases. We got Go Get coming out next. That's Sick. The next big single.
All right, when's that coming?
Ooh, we're looking to release that in the next 2 weeks.
Nice.
Go Get. And then after that, we got a bigger single called Freshest. And there's so much more songs coming out. And yeah, at the moment, no collaborations though. Yeah, not yet though.
But that's something you want to do?
Yeah, definitely.
Is there anyone you got your eye on?
In America, yeah. Lil Uzi Vert and this guy Don Toliver. I found him on Spotify recently. I never heard anything like that. And as soon as I heard it, I just went, whoa.
Weirdly, I think I heard of him a long time ago, but I haven't.
Crazy. He's the one of the best.
Yeah.
He is the best.
Oh, sick.
I believe it.
Oh, you do. I can feel it. It sounds like it's really exciting. Are you going to do a video for the next single?
Yeah, definitely. We've got the video shooting the next week.
That's a lot of fun, isn't it?
Yeah, I love video shoots. It's lit.
Do you just get your friends around you and like...
Yeah, it depends though, because a lot of my friends are like very busy these days with their own careers as everyone's getting older. So, but it just depends, like, because I'm so independent. I can just turn the video now and let's just go for it.
I love
depending
that.
Depending on how it is. Like.
I love that though.
Yeah.
Well, we've got I Like and we're going to play it. Make sure you send us over. What was the next track going to be called?
Go Get.
Go Get. And everyone's got to go and check out The Real Jimbo Music on Instagram and Twitter. Keep locked on everything you're up to. We want to see this. We want to see the progression 2020 is going to bring.
Yeah.
More beats.
More beats.
Do you give your beats to a lot of other artists? Are you working with other artists regularly or is it just anyone random?
Nah, you never literally. Know? I just put them on my YouTube. I just make the beat, put it on my YouTube, and then people either buy them or just use them. I have so many artists. I have like thousands of artists that just take beats and use them. So to be honest, I went from just working with one guy to now working with The World.
Yeah, nice.
Now I work with The World and it's a world producer and now I'm just doing, I keep the best for myself.
Yeah, that's, well, you've got to do
and
that.
Some of the tunes that are on my albums are actually on YouTube so people can use them.
Sick. Well, go and check out the albums as well, guys. We've got Loughborough to Lambos and Turbo World, which are the two most recent ones, right?
Yeah.
Well, this is The Real Jimbo. We're going to listen to I Like. Thank you so much for coming through, man.
Yeah, no worries.
It's been a total pleasure. Wicked. Do you want to intro this for me?
Yeah. Well, this is The Real Jimbo I Like. Make sure you check me out on all socials, The Real Jimbo Music, Instagram and Jimbo Music Twitter. Shouts out to Food Bar Radio. Come on.
Things even Chinese ones, my favorite type of silly African girls in the season.
The real Jimbo I like. Lapsley.
Hiya.
Hi, babe. How are you?
Good, yeah.
We're gassed to have you in, hun.
Oh, that's lovely.
I was just talking today to someone about Woman, your new single. It's such a beautiful track, and I want to start by talking about it because it's, you actually wrote it a while ago, didn't you, when you were 20 and you were kind of like looking forward.
Yeah. So I took some time off, and then that was the first track that I wrote when I got back into the studio.
I mean, taking time off at 20 is mad. It was you've, like, a lot's been going on, like, you know, and especially in music industry terms, it must have been overwhelming. Like, you probably desperately needed that time off, no?
Yeah, I guess like when you get into the industry at 17 and then you're touring relentlessly for like 3 years, I think I just like naturally had to take some time off, like for my health and mental health, and just to try and, you know, work out who I am as a teenager, to be fair.
I mean, it's crazy because you kind of missed being a teenager in many ways, because that 17 to 20 is like quite seminal.
Well, I was talking to my mates about that. It's basically everyone's formative years, like going to university, like, I don't know, like sleeping with the wrong people in halls and like making mistakes and trying shit. Like, I guess I had to do that under some kind of like watchful eye, like with a team of people who are a lot older than me,
which is weird because that's something that people don't really talk about. Like, I guess you look at like artists now like Billie Eilish and stuff, and like she travels with her parents, and it's like that idea of you are hanging around with people, you grow up fast because you're hanging around with people that are much older than you, and like they've already kind of done those years, so you almost don't associate with it.
Yeah, I think you get to the point where you freak out a bit.
Did you have your shagging the wrong people, not literally,
yeah,
but
just around the world.
Yeah.
All around the world. I feel like Pitbull.
All the world. Oh my God, we all want to feel a bit like Pitbull, hun. Who doesn't want to live their life feeling a bit like Pitbull?
Mrs. Worldwide.
Oh my God, darling. Okay. I actually just went to Miami recently, and it's basically like Santa's grotto for Pitbull. Like, everything is like everywhere. Pitbull is playing everywhere. It's incredible. And if you love Pitbull as much as everyone should, then it's a great place. So talk to me about Woman, because you spelt it with the X, which is sort of like, it relates to encompassing all women. For that, people who don't really realise, that includes sort of like non-binary people, trans people. It's an all-inclusive. Oh, is it not? You're not plugged in. Were you wondering why you couldn't hear anything I was saying? That is hilarious. I'm so sorry that you've literally just been listening to me say nothing for this whole time. Can someone come in and help?
No, I can hear you. Oh, you can. We're in the same room. Oh, yeah. In it. I don't actually need them.
Oh, okay.
Carry on.
They just make you look so hot, you know? They're like super sexy wearing these earphones. it's the
spelling.
Yeah, because I actually didn't know about the meaning of the spelling, because I run an R&B, female R&B night, and I wanted to... Oh my God, babe, you have to come. It's a vibe.
That sounds lovely.
And it's all female lineup, but I wanted to include all women in the same sort of context as this. And I discovered one of our producers here told me about this word. So I wanted to find out why you used this spelling, whether it was even related or whether it's just your choice of kind of...
Yeah, I guess like it's just a really inclusive way of spelling it that trans people recognise as being more inclusive, and it's used widely in the LGBTQ+ world, which is a world that I'm in. And there's also like institutions like Goldsmiths that have adopted it, and I think it's quite like forward facing and modern. And you know, like every year new terms are like, new spellings are added to the dictionary and stuff. I feel like this is a word that's gonna go places in the future.
Is it not already? I mean, I'm asking you that genuinely. I just assumed it would have been, because it's such an, for me, like, as again, I'm also part of the LGBTQ+ community. I was like, why have I never heard of this before? Like, because I asked a friend who is very woke about things like this, and I was like, please tell me some way that I can say this in a sort of short form way so that it's inclusive for everybody. And she was like, oh, well, you can spell it like this. And I was like, oh. This is exactly what we all should know. Like, we should be using these words. Like, these should be being taught to people to kind of include everybody.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I don't think it... For me, it says, like, woman plus.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not, like, taking away or anything to do with, like, men or, you know, male or I see it as something that's more inclusive.
And I think there is a really interesting thing about that. Like, I think in this moment of, I'm not going to go into this deeply, but like in this moment of like cancel culture and stuff, it's so important to say that like not everything is about canceling other people. It's sometimes just about including more people in one thing, as opposed to like we're saying that we're not including men. It's like, no, we're just including or everybody in this category that feels like they should be in this category.
It's like saying, why can't a man celebrate International Women's Day?
Exactly. Like, we can all celebrate it.
We can all celebrate it.
We'll get involved, have a pint. In talking quite candidly about your journey into young womanhood in this track, and kind of like those feelings must have been, was it difficult? Was it tough to kind of put that out there, or was it quite cathartic?
Yeah, I mean, I guess when I wrote that track, because it was the first one, I didn't even know if I'd write a record or if it would even get released. And I was in quite a dark place, and I was writing from the point of view of a version of myself in the future that did know what to do. Because I looked at some of the female role models in my life who were older, who seemed to just know what to do just through being older and more mature and just through living through experience. So I thought, I'm going to get there at some point. I'm not there, but I'm going to write about that. And then weirdly, like years later, it's coming out and now it's my present.
So I never
expected that I'd come out of that place and, you know, I'd work through writing a record and then I'm back.
Yeah, I'm back, bitch. But that's the weird thing is I think in those moments of like complete despair and darkness, you can't see outside. And the fact that you've had this outlet to then come full circle back to it and be like, and I am the person that I was hoping that I could get to the point where I felt strong enough to be.
Yeah.
And that's really great for other women to kind of link with. And like I was saying, she was talking to my friend earlier on the phone, and she was saying that that idea is, in itself is so inclusive and so like anyone can relate to that, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
And in the video, you shot it in the Yorkshire Moors, right? With three renowned cyclists. And it's like quite an intense, like in that sense, from the cyclist's point of view, quite an intense video.
Yeah.
Like the striving and the passion. And like, it was quite like, it looked like a lot of fun to film. I mean, you definitely had an easy ride.
Excuse the expression.
Yeah.
I didn't get on a bike. I had the idea, like going into a meeting with the label. And I think I was meant to prepare quite a few ideas for the video. And off the back of my, like, I just kind of came up with, like, what if we shot female professional cyclists in a super kind of, like, hyper-masculine, almost like a Tesla advert, and then we showed their strength, and then somehow I'll be involved, but I'm not sure how. And then before you know it, we contacted the amazing director, Jane Stockdale, who shoots, like, a lot of professional sportswomen and men. And this is the first music video that she's done.
Oh, really?
And so, yeah, it kind of just, like, came together.
It really worked, and it's very beautiful. But I would have preferred it if I'd just seen you on, like, a spinning bike. You know, one of those, like, static bikes, like everyone else is, like...
I'll try.
So you're just literally in a spinning class in the middle of it. No, I really liked it. Let's talk about the rest of the album, though. Three Water, which is coming out on the 20th of March. It's a follow-up to Long Way Home, which obviously it was critically acclaimed. You toured, everybody loved it. And as you said, you took a bit of time off to kind of deal with the fact that you did all that at 17. How does it feel coming back and being ready to release Three Water?
Oh, amazing. Like, I feel like 100% that this record is on my terms, and this is the best that I can do at this moment in time. And I feel like all I needed was that time to work out like who I was as an artist, what I wanted to say, and also just spending the years like, you know, working through relationships and understanding the world around me. So it feels like, yeah, the best that I can do, and I'm happy with it.
And there's a certain pressure, isn't there, in the music industry that taking time off is just not allowed.
Yeah.
It's like, did you feel that when you took the time off? Is that what kind of led to the dark place? Because it's like that pressure of like, no, don't stop, because it's all going, you know?
I guess for me, it wasn't like a choice to take the time off, because I got to the point where I felt like I'd completely lost Holly, and I'd separated Lapsley and Holly and just lost, you know, this girl. And whereas now I feel like I've found myself, and through that I've found the artist within me who was always there, and it is the same person. It's just a form of expression. So it was kind of like a journey of like getting back to me, I think.
It's so weird to hear you say that, because I feel really similar. I think a lot of people can relate to that. Like, when you go through severe trauma, I think we all put the like clown face on. and it's like, or not severe trauma, but you know, like in any in life, yeah, when you yeah, go yeah. through bad shit, mm-hmm. and then you kind of have to carry on going. I found myself being like the person that I am in my job when I can't be the person that is like the real, like yeah. the normal me. And that's just not sustainable. You yeah. can't just be this fake, not fake, but you can't be the one size you yeah, all the time. You have to have that kind of like downtime.
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to getting back to like getting out on stage and like doing yeah. that like a lot?
Yeah, I never would have thought that I'd miss performing, but I had a really small tour last week, which was in Europe, and it was like Berlin, Amsterdam, Paris, and London.
Wow.
And it was just like life changing, and it was almost like healing in a way, because I realized how much I wasn't 100% happy like when I toured the last record, due to many things, but a lot of it was like lack of self-confidence and low self-esteem. Mm-hmm. Whereas now, like, I step onto the stage and I can finally like lose myself in it.
Yes, and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, and enjoy it and be like proud of the songs that I'm writing and let myself go back and think about that ex when I'm singing. Like, rather than just standing there and wondering if people think that like my weight's changed or that my skin's bad or that I did a wrong note. Whereas you get to a point where you don't give a shit anymore.
But also that is all, like, it is what you realize is it is all your in your mind. It's
yeah,
like,
yeah, huge. Yeah.
And so you can, you do feel like emotionally you can go back to those moments that these songs are about.
Yeah.
In the live. Because that's pretty powerful.
Yeah, it's intense. Yeah.
Because, like, I cry all the time, like, about anything. So I'm like, I would rather watch horror films than watch sad films because I'm more triggered by, like, crying than I am by murder.
Yeah.
Like, so I feel like it's quite powerful to be able to go to that place where you've cried and you've been the saddest you've ever been and be able to still, like, utilize that in a way that isn't just you sobbing yeah. on stage.
And it's funny because then when you sing old songs, which you think, oh, well, they're about, you know, things that I was sad about in the past, you then suddenly apply current situations to that, and then the spiral continues and you're an absolute wreck on stage.
Have you ever, like, have you recently cried on stage?
Tears were in my eyes during the London performance.
Oh, wow.
But, like, I didn't fully.
But that's powerful. Like, did you feel like the audience could feel that? I bet they could.
Yeah, yeah. Although I just said it was like my contact lenses were really shiny.
Yeah.
It's okay to cry.
That is the lamest excuse ever. Sorry, my contact lenses are just, they're actually gloss contact lenses. So
gloss? Yeah.
So they're just super duper shiny. Sorry about that. What's the plan? Obviously, the album's coming out 20th of March. What's the plan for you over the next few months? Are you just going to, are you announcing another tour? Is there?
Yeah, things are like being put in place at the moment to play live, and then I'm sure there'll be like other singles.
Well, everyone that I spoke to about you coming on is so gassed about this album and the new music, and like, it's crazy, like, so many people responded to my like Instagram being like, oh, that's really exciting, like, great to hear that she's like putting out a new
album.
Yeah,
it's funny, I've been sitting on it for like a year, so I've actually just been waiting for the right time to put it out.
But you should always, but infuriating.
Well, it is, because people are like, it's been years. I was like, well, it could have been 1 year less. Yeah. I was just waiting for the right time.
So shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're now going to play a game that I play on my show called Harriet's High Fives, right?
Yeah.
If that's okay with you. It's all about you. It's five questions that are really bizarre, random questions about your life and your career.
Yeah.
You most likely will have no idea what they are. And that's what I like to test people on, is random shit that they have no idea about, okay?
Nice. I'm nervous.
Yeah, don't be. Okay. You are up against other people. We're going to bring up the leaderboard. There's lots of other people who've taken part. Ruth Ann. It's between... So you can get five... There's only one person that's got 5 out of 5. And I feel like, did they
Was it a yes or no?
Yeah. It's multiple choice, so it's not that hard.
Yeah.
Let's set the tone, because then you can really feel stressed.
Okay, cool.
You can't actually hear this, but it's Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Oh, right, cool. Yeah.
That's the soundtrack behind.
So what's the one that's like da 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 boom? Is that Countdown?
That's Countdown.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Haven't got that. Close. Sorry. Is it? Are you still going to play? Even though I haven't
got
that.
Yeah,
okay,
it.
Okay. All right, Lapsley. Who directed the movie American Honey that your track 8896 appeared on? Was it Gwendolyn Christie, Andrea Arnold, or Chad Hartigan?
B.
Andrea Arnold. Absolutely correct. Well done. Yeah. Off to a good start, but don't take that to mean anything.
Rest on your laurels.
Yeah, don't. What venue did you play on 19th of October 2016? Was it O2 Shepherd's Bush Empire, London, Chatham Palace, London, or Bristol Trinity, Bristol?
It was Shepherd's Bush Empire.
Oh, my days. You are killing it, babe. Killing it so far. When was your understudy EP released? Was it 5th of January 2015? 24th of February 2015? 6th of March 2016? She's in her mind palace, I can see.
What were the first two, sorry?
5th of January 2015. 24th of February 2015. It's tense in the studio right now. Lapsley.
I know, it's A or B.
Which one is it?
Is it?
Oh, I don't want to give anything away, but I really want you to get 5 out of 5. I really want people to succeed in this game.
Why would I
go with your gut?
Fifth?
Go with your gut.
Nobody's alive on the 5th.
But this is 2015.
I know, it's... Yeah. I'm trying to think because I then made the video. A.
Yes, mate! 3 out of 3 so
I know
far.
I mean so well.
Who photographed you for DIY magazine in 2015? Was it Simone Bremont, Emma Swan, or Sarah Palmer? I hope I've pronounced Simone Bremonte correctly. I've pronounced it 2 different ways now, so hopefully all inclusive.
Can't remember that one.
Okay, so it's Simone Bremonte, Emma Swan, or Sarah Palmer.
A?
No, I'm afraid it's Emma Swan.
It's Emma
this is
Swan.
What I'm saying is these questions are
that
fucking
is niche.
Bizarre. Are you ready for the last one?
Niche. Yeah.
When was your album Long Way Home released?
Yeah.
When was it released? Was it 4th of March 2016, 19th of March 2016, or 6th of May 2016?
19th of March 2016.
Boo! Oh no, it's 4th of March.
Is it the 4th?
Oh my God, you got your own album release date wrong.
Oh, do you know why? Because like this one's coming out on the 20th and they said it was a few days off 4 years from the last one. So they must have changed. It must have been earlier.
So you should blame your management for that.
Yeah, I should blame them all.
Blame them all.
Otherwise, I'll be on the leaderboard.
You are on the leaderboard. You're third. You're alongside Ruthann, Mayhem, NODB and Como. You beat Duckworth, who was rubbish. You got 2 out of 5. And then Lily Moore, Craze24, Shay Lingo, they got 4. And Goran got 5 out of 5. So listen, you're not the worst, but you're not the best. All right, babes?
Okay. Yeah.
Congratulations, though. Thanks for passing test of not getting 0. No one actually has got 0 thus far, though. If I was doing it, I'd rather either get 0 or 5. I'm like extreme like that.
You should get someone from the team to do one for you.
I know, that's just really narcissistic, though. babe, it's been such a pleasure to chat to you. I'm really excited about the album and everything that's coming. Before you go, what are you up to? Are you back? Is it kind of safe to ask if you're back in the studio? Is that a weird thing to ask?
Oh, yeah. I'm never not in the studio. Yeah. Me and my friend Joe built a studio in Tottenham. So it's just like around the corner from where we live. So just go in whenever.
Dream. Tottenham's great.
Isn't it?
And if you were to name like another artist that you've been kind of like hovering around, like listening to or vibing with, is there any like recommendations for the audience that you could give out for people to go and have a listen to?
Yeah, I'm really into Jovial.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, she's really cool.
Oh, sick. I'll go and check it out.
She's got a cool song called Dreamboat, which I love.
Nice. Thanks for the hookup, man. It's been lovely to meet you. Thanks for coming in. Come back.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks.
Do come swing by. I'll give you another really difficult game to play. babe, can you introduce a woman for us?
Hi, this is Lapsley on Foodbar Radio. This is Woman.
Thank you. this is Reggie Snow, and I'm chilling with Harriet Rose. This is Fubar Radio. What's good?
Morning. Refix time. Stormzy, Burna Boy, style of team. Refix.
Own it. Girl, you just own it. Cause your body's on fire. Show me how to control it. And go ahead, just lift and get higher. Girl, I love how you roll it. I put my hand there.
Light up one, then me looking at the mirror. Can't believe, say me a feel. Me love all your body roll. Your friend them a come and say body goal. Girl, you sexy and make evil eye man sing. African shape, but a island thing. She wind down slowly. Brace and hold me. She back it up for me, hardcore. She give it up to me, she want more. Me in control and she know that. But she have a body, we deserve more.
You don't dare when I don't dare tell you. But can you taste in a play? I know no way till you they do me. We just they start out my brain.
Up. One time lighters up, pulled up in the party. When you saw me, I was lighting up my J. So go ahead and brighten up my day. Light is in the air when you're lighting up the rave. And it's feeling like I met you here before. Girl, I felt your presence when they let you through the door. Never had a brother give you everything and more. So I take a little piece and then the rest of it is yours. Me and more,
I. You don't dare when I don't dare tell you. But can you taste and I play? I know no way till you they do me. We just they start out my brain.
Loving when I put you in your place. I can tell you love it just by looking in your face. It's the way that you wind up your waist. I'm so in awe, girl. You never have to worry about nothing. You know it's yours. You know you're
holy. Girl, you just hold it. Cause your body's on fire. Show me how to control it. And go ahead, just lift and get higher. Girl, I love how you roll it.
Own it, Stormzy, Burna Boy, Styla G, the remix, Toddler T. Tally Spear is here.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
I like your red fringe.
Thank you very much.
Red seems to be the theme with you.
Yeah, it is now. Red and black, it's I think, is the theme.
Are you a bit of a goth? Like, that's like the goth vibe colours.
I definitely wouldn't say I'm a goth.
I love goth.
Do you see me as a goth?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I'm asking because like, I used to be a bit of a goth. I mean, we're all a bit of a goth in the day, right?
Maybe. There's a bit of goth in everyone,
There's
I think.
A bit of goth in everyone.
But red is definitely my colour now. It was funny. In the summer, I was hanging out with this guy and he was like, you know, you keep dropping facts about the colour red. And I was like...
Oh, tell me some facts about the colour red.
So if you wear red on a first date... It, like, increases the likelihood of that person seeing you in a romantic way by, like, 70%.
Whoa.
Yeah, because red is, like, you know, it's the romantic
So
colour.
Basically you're constantly being romantic because your literal hair is red.
Maybe I'm just desperate for everyone to love me, yeah.
Yeah, but that's
Maybe
okay.
Maybe that's the unconscious thing.
Yeah, but who cares? Everyone wants that, even if they pretend that they don't.
Yeah, exactly. So, first date advice.
It's also the colour of fire and blood, so it's associated... I've got some facts for you.
Oh, have you written these down?
Yeah. So it's associated with energy, war, danger, strength, power, determination, as well as passion, desire and love.
Wow.
And it's emotionally intense, and it also enhances the human metabolism.
What, so you digest things quicker?
Yeah. Do you feel like you digest things quicker?
Only when I'm wearing red, now that I think about it. No, I'm kidding. That's good. No, it's a powerful...
And it's apparently very high visibility, so that's why things like stop signs and fire engines are red.
Oh.
So you're very highly visible.
I am, yes. Do you like my hand bra as well?
Oh, I'm going to look now. Oh yeah! Wow, you've got basically Tally's wearing like a sort of glove bra, which is basically a bra made of two hands that
are gripping you from
latex.
Behind.
Latex?
It's faux leather.
Faux leather.
Yeah.
Fleather.
Yeah, vegan leather is the way forward.
Yes. Well, I think most things are vegan leather now, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, they should be anyway. Yes. Most things are.
Are you vegan?
I am. Yeah.
Oh, how is that to deal with? Is that fine?
It is very great to deal with. I like dealing with it a lot.
I'm not vegan, but I do really admire people who are, because I think it's like the way to go for
yeah
the future.
Well, I mean, I've never eaten meat or fish in my whole life.
Really?
Because my parents have been veggie since forever, so I didn't have to give anything up really, going from veggie to vegan, apart from cheese, which is hard initially. But
everything's hard to give up initially, but you don't need it in your life, do you?
No, and you find replacements. Like, there's some good cheeses out there.
Is there? Because I feel like this is a conversation I've had with many guests before. Where, tell us what the good cheeses are, because...
Ooh, okay. Oh, I'm going to do some brand placements.
No, it's fine. Brand away,
Violife Epic Mature. Okay. Very good. In Waitrose. Very, very good if you like cheddar vibes. And Sainsbury's feta is amazing.
Sick.
Caramelized onion cheddar from Sainsbury's. I mean, come on, we've got it good now.
The world is your oyster when it comes to vegan cheese.
It is.
Now let's talk about some music. You had your headline show at Ronnie Scott's in Soho this week.
Yeah,
very big turnout. You were just telling me it was a great show. Tell me all about it. Like, what was the vibe? How did you feel? You wore your... I think you wore that at the glove. I don't know what to call it.
Yeah,
like your hand bra.
My hand bra. Yeah, I actually got this made by a girl called Sophie Brown Costumes on Instagram.
Amazing.
She's amazing. And she literally designed me this whole outfit for the night.
Incredible.
Yeah, she was great.
Did you just DM her?
She DM'd me saying that she liked the style and can she... like design something for my next show, and I was obviously like, yes please,
yes, you can make me a bra made of gloves immediately.
She just knew that I would love that.
Yeah,
I need some red ones though.
Oh yes, you
some
do
faux leather red ones.
I mean, I feel like you're definitely getting a second date if you go on a date with some red leather gloves as a bra.
Yeah, do you think I should do that?
100%.
Yeah, I don't know where they put their eyes for the whole night.
Yeah, exactly. But that's what you want, isn't
exactly
it? I mean, no, you don't want someone staring at your breasts for the whole night. That'd be weird.
The hands.
Yeah, the hands. But realistically, that's what they're looking at, isn't it?
Yeah, potentially.
But
potentially.
That's what I do. I always wear tops and stuff that, you know, if you want to be outlandish, do it, girl.
Well, I know what you're going to wear on your next red date.
Yeah.
Next red date.
I'm going to wear all red for the rest of my life, basically. Especially Valentine's Day coming up.
Oh, God, yeah. Hmm.
Weird holiday.
Do you like Valentine's Day?
I'm now single, so no, I fucking hate it.
Oh, this is great. This is like, you can go out and be with your girlfriends, although all my girlfriends have boyfriends, so I can't do that unless I want a third wheel. But.
Well, yeah, I'm actually DJing, so I'm getting paid on Valentine's Day, which is nice.
That will be fun.
Yeah,
like a big party.
Yeah, I like to get paid on Valentine's Day. That's what I like to do.
Exactly.
Not in that way. So tell me, you're releasing your EP track by track for the next 5 months, is that right?
Yeah, so this is like a crazy, crazy campaign idea. And I'm literally releasing a single every single month for the next 5 months.
And the first one is What Do I Want?
First one is What Do I Want, which came out on Monday, so it's super fresh. And it's kind of, all the songs have the theme of just like being honest about my kind of mental thoughts and thought processes and just me being weird, basically. So this song is about being indecisive and not knowing what you want ever. And, you know, there's a pressure for new artists and anyone to just like know who they are, know what they want, go out and get it. Like, don't hesitate, you know. And when you're indecisive and when you're growing up and stuff and you're just figuring out who you are, like, it's hard to always know exactly what you want. So, yeah, that's kind of what this track is about. And, yeah, we're just going to release a single every single month leading up to an EP.
And the EP, do we get to know the name of it, or are you going to announce all that when you've released the fifth song?
Yes, it's all going to be, yeah. I'm going to keep
it's
it.
Kind of unravel.
It, yeah, it's going to unravel, and I'm going to unravel with it.
Oh,
I don't know what that meant just then, but not clothes wise.
No,
hopefully.
No, you're going to mentally and musically unravel, right?
Yeah, exactly. The name will unravel.
And tell me about the next song. Can you tell us anything about that? What the next song's going to be? Do you know yet?
Yes, I do. Because it's approaching fast. It's quite difficult. It's like it's a pretty swift turnaround.
Yeah. Are you doing it middle month? Like,
yeah, so I'm kind of going to do it every like 5 or 6 weeks.
Right.
So yeah, the next track will be out in, gosh, where are we
three
now?
Weeks. 4 weeks?
Yeah, like 4 weeks time in March. And it's called Can't Find What I'm Looking For.
Oh, I think we all can relate to that.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope everyone can kind of find a little piece of them in the madness of the songs.
Is this a love-based track? Is this something related to relationships, or is it?
Yeah, I think you know what it's like when you're dating and like you're looking around and you're trying to figure out what you want and you can't really find it.
Oh. Sorry.
Harriet's drinking tea. I'm choking.
I just feel really seen, so I started to choke. Yeah, no, I think we can all relate to that. Dating is the worst. It's also the best, but it's the worst as well.
Yeah, yeah, it can be both. But I think it kind of, I like people to take their own bit from the song. So like whatever they can't find, whatever they're looking for and struggling with, it's about everything.
Did you preview some of these at the show on Monday?
Yeah, I pretty much played all of them.
And what was the response like?
Really good, really great. It was a great response. I mean, you know, I always make some mistakes when I'm playing, so it's just all like a big overshare and like an invitation for the audience to just be completely like part of me and the imperfections, and the songs are very much a part of that as well.
It's you know that that's what people enjoy the most, though, is the imperfections. Like, and in every show, you walk away and you think about how you got to see that one thing that other people won't see, you know? Like, no one likes perfection. In fact, humans thrive off imperfection.
Yeah, that's kind of what I want to do in my songwriting as an artist, is be like, listen to all these things that I think about, that I struggle with, and all the imperfections that I have. And just kind of being honest with that and allowing people to like really see that insight into me.
And that's a very brave thing to do as well. Do you feel a bit sort of vulnerable doing that?
Not really, actually. I'm pretty open book. I just, you know, as soon as anyone meets me, they know everything pretty much.
About you?
Pretty much, yeah. If given the right like time and amount of glasses of wine, definitely.
And you're going to be performing at Rasmus House in Barcelona to sort of celebrate single number 4, is that right?
Yeah, so the 9th of May. Have you ever been to Rasmus House?
I think I have.
Have you ever been to Barcelona?
Yeah, I think I have been to Rasmus House. It's quite big, right?
It is pretty big. It's kind of like a club venue.
Yeah, sick.
Thing.
How did that come about?
Just got in touch with the guy that works there, and I was like, your venue is really good. Can I play? And he was like, yeah.
Sick.
So... yeah, flying out with my band in May and doing that show on a Saturday night, I think it is. And I've not really been to Barcelona, so I'm hoping I'm going to have some time to go out afterwards.
Oh, it's an intense night out. Wow, wow, wow. Yes, yeah. I've had very many a late night there.
Really?
But you'll enjoy it. It's a lot of fun.
You have to give me some tips.
I will. There's some great sort of all-night clubs there that are just giving me like a little bit of PTSD just thinking about.
what is PTSD?
Like I'm like remembering the events of the nights and feeling a bit like, oh my god, too overwhelming. That's exciting though. That's kind of a little bit different to go to Barcelona and do that.
Yeah, it's the first time I've ever gone to Europe to play. Well, yes, it's still Europe, but we're not.
I know. Sad
times. It's lucky that it's this year and not next year.
I know, right? You'd be in
apply for a visa or something. I think
so dark, so dark.
But yeah, no, it's the first time I'm ever going to go away to play. So I'm going to be really excited about that.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
Sounds like things are going to get really exciting. And what's the rest of the plans for 2020? What do you want to achieve this year? What's your goal?
Just get music out there. I think I've spent so long kind of holding things back and trying to figure out the right strategy for it and not wanting to, I don't know, give everything away. But, you know, I've written all these great songs and I just want everyone to hear them. And it's just going to be getting them all out there and then post EP, just doing more singles, I guess. Getting
more
the music
live.
Out there.
Are you going to do some more live shows in London?
Yeah, for sure.
So everyone just needs to go to @TallySpear.
Tally Spear, yes, that is it.
And find out, because I guess you post it all on there, right?
Yeah, Instagram, I guess, is the thing.
Is the one.
Well, lots of red and black to be found.
Yes.
And also, I've got a music video coming out this next Tuesday.
Yes, for What Do I Want?
Yeah, so I've been working as like a video editor as my part-time job for the last few years. So... it's just
very useful for you.
Yeah, exactly. And it's very DIY, and it's gonna be, I shot it all with my friend, like literally on his like phone and stuff, and
amazing
in our house and his house, and then and just piece it together. So yeah, it's gonna be good. It's just a really DIY vibe.
It's incredible that we can shoot things on a phone now, like 10 years ago, if you tried to shoot something on a phone, it would be the worst.
Yeah, but then good, like bad is now good. Like things that don't, things that look, you know, DIY and rustic and bad quality.
Yeah,
like people love that way more than like super super professional and clean. You know, it's cooler.
Before you go,
yeah,
is there any chance you're going to change the red? Is it going to be blue next year? Is it going to be green? Don't ever dye your hair green. That's one piece of advice I'll give you because it does not come out.
Billie Eilish has done that already.
Yeah, she has, and I did it. Before Billie Eilish, pretty much before she was born, and and it is just not a good idea.
Why green?
Because it stains your hair to the point where your hair's just green for basically forever. It's crazy.
I was thinking your hair looked a bit green.
No,
I'm kidding.
This was years ago. My hair's grey. But yeah, before my hair went grey, I bleached it and dyed it green. Oh my God, the worst decision I've ever made.
Oh my God.
Shouts to anyone who has green hair, by the way.
Yeah.
You're never getting rid of it.
Billie Eilish is never going to get rid of that.
No.
Ever.
But hers is lime green, which might be different. Mine was like green, tropical green.
Ah. Yeah, she's like an electric green.
Also, hers looks sick and she's like 18, so who cares?
I know. I hate her coolness.
Yeah.
I also kind of hope we marry each other one day.
Yeah, well, you never know. You never know. Shout outs to Billie. we're going to play What Do I Want now.
Thank you so much.
Do you
want to
introduce it for me, babe?
Hello, everyone. This is What Do I Want?
Ask me what I want. I'll try to lie in that kind of chance. I'll always be hiding. Always be evading something. Don't want to drop the gun. But won't stand still. I'll just come undone. If you try to persuade.
Presents
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville.
Hi, my name is Kish Cash. Marcel and Michael, top boys. Yeah, I had a wicked time. I like the vibe at Foo Bar Radio, and it was great because they let me go in their kitchen and I reappropriated, shall I say, the biscuits in that kitchen and the chocolates. Oh, I have to say, this show, I thought it was a serious factual show. They brought me here under the pretense we're going to be discussing real facts, real issues that are prevalent and, you know, pressing on the world of politics and environment today. Bollocks to that. I'll tell you what, these guys are jokes.
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
We got Ifosa in the building. Yes, how you doing, babe?
I'm good, thank you. How you doing?
You just got a nice smile.
I appreciate it.
It's
that.
Nice to have your smile in this room.
I appreciate that. We need it.
I feel like your energy is. Do people say that to you a lot, that you're quite a smiley, yeah, smiley person?
Yeah, especially when I'm happy.
Yeah, well.
When I'm happy, I smile a lot.
Oh, okay. Oh, your mic's off. Hold tight. We're just going to fix it. Sorry, I'm just going to talk to myself. Poor Ifosa. Can't actually get... Okay, I don't know what's happening here. Are you coming in? You need to fix it, mate, not me. Ifosa, I'm so sorry. I'm just talking to myself right now.
Oh, they still can't hear me.
Whose mic? It's on here, honey. You need to... Okay, that's different mics. We want to just go and switch his mic for me. Sorry, babe.
That's all right.
This is what happens on live radio.
Lucky me, eh?
Pull this mic over.
Oh, sorry. You got space?
Can you swap and move here? I'm so sorry, everyone listening. Ifosa, poor guy, is like just trying to live his best life and I can't even get a sound out of him. Say hi for me. Oh, no, is it working?
Hey.
Yeah, it's working. I don't know what you're talking about. This one was working as well.
Hello. Oh, you can hear me, yeah.
Yeah, I can hear you. Babe.
How's it going?
It's so good. And look, I can see your smiling face from over there now as well.
It's clearer now.
It's so nice to see it.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Tell me all about your life. How's 2020 going so far, babe?
2020, I'm quite privileged, you know. As you know, as an artist, we go through the journey every year to try and reach our goal and stuff. So mm-hmm. I feel like this year has started off pretty well for me.
Bad boy.
Bad boy,
let's
yes.
Let's have a little chat about that. So your latest track. Obviously, it's a blend of your vibe, which is like Afro beats, dancehall, R&B.
Yeah. Perfect.
But tell me a little bit about the energy of the track. Where's this come from? When did you write it? Was it a while ago or is this a new one?
It was basically in, it's not a little while ago, but yeah, the last April. I just came back from Nigeria and my producer Spubs, who's like right there anyway, he made the beat. And I just came back, went to the studio, heard the beat again. And usually I like to do my melodies first.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's how I create. So.
Oh, that's interesting.
Anything I feel from the beat, I'll just lay the melody down.
Yeah.
And from there, I'll start like writing it.
Yeah.
So that's how I did that song. I was in the vibe, talking to Spars, we're just laughing, you know, talking about maybe women or something like that.
Yeah.
And we're just
talking
like,
about women. What does that mean, talking about women?
Well, I believe my audience.
Is girls.
Yeah, women and... I like to cater towards them with my music, so...
Do you like that your audience is girls?
I do in terms of, because I am a one-woman man, you see, so it's not necessarily like I'm trying to say I get all the girls.
No, and also I respect that as well, because sometimes bravado means that people wouldn't admit that they are in a committed, happy relationship, but it's not a bad thing.
I'm not, though.
Oh, no, you're just a one-woman
man.
Yeah,
I haven't been... Yeah, because obviously,
Oh, I'm in love with you now.
Yeah, I appreciate that. No, but for real, that's...
I'm a one-person also. I think, I'm definitely not on the... It's too stressful. Mate!
It doesn't actually work for someone like
I'm too bored. I'm too tired. I can't. It's too
effort.
Much.
It is effort. You got to... I don't know. For me, I feel like I've got to really feel like you're the one. I've grown up not to know. You can't just think...
You can't fake
one,
it.
One, two things, she's the one type thing.
Yeah.
But that's how I made Bad Boy.
Oh!
I just thought, you know what? It's more of like an alter ego type of song.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's like I'm bigging up myself, bigging up my team, bigging up how far I've come, you know, especially with the music in-house anyway. I'm not big yet, but I've been for a little bit behind the closed doors and I'm happy to be where I am right now, yeah.
So would you do a song about the kind of like, because I think if girls heard what you've just said, well, they will be hearing it because they're listening now. I think that a lot of girls will be very happy in the knowledge that you are a one-woman man.
Yeah, based on social media especially, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, they'll feel like... They probably think I'm lying too.
I don't think you are. I'm in the studio with you in person and I don't think you are lying.
Yeah, I come across... I honestly, I'm telling the truth.
I can tell because you're just being quite normal about it.
Yeah, but it doesn't really... I mean, you're in person, they'll find out.
So are you a dater? Do you go out on dates? Do you do like Tinder or any of that shit?
Tinder stuff is a joke, to be honest.
Yeah.
Dating, for me, I'm someone that I do go off a natural vibe. So if I do meet you for the first time or not, I don't mind going out with you to catch a vibe, like a genuine vibe.
Yeah.
So you can call it a date, but that
it's not
too
a date
much
until
power
yeah,
over
yeah.
the scenario, basically. Yeah.
Oh, You're a real grown-up, aren't you? Wow.
You too many big words.
No, I like it. I like it. So tell me a little bit about how things have changed for you since you released. Is it pronounced Papaja?
Yeah.
I want to pronounce it right. Is that right?
Papaja, yeah. You're
Papaja.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because a lot's gone down. Like, you've dropped a lot of tunes. You've done a lot of freestyles. Yeah, and, like, you know, yeah. I've seen a lot of stuff on, like, Link Up and everything. Yeah. How do you feel as an artist things have changed?
Well, I mean, for me, my side of things, I feel like right now has been a huge improvement in terms of how I run my business musically, how I am as a recording artist. I feel like with the situation I was in when I released that song, it wasn't really a great one, you know what I'm saying? Right now, I'm independent, then I wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
So I had someone to answer to. You know, sometimes as an artist, you have a dream, a passion, but if you're not willing to know the business side of things, someone who can see that can take advantage of you. And that was always happening to me then, but I'm grateful for going through that because I learned how to handle my stuff. I learned that you got to be this good to make sure you get this opportunity. So by the grace of God, since I've been releasing music, even though it hasn't been much, it's like it lets people know who I am or how good I actually am or what I have to offer.
Mm.
Yeah, so I feel like
that's interesting. So actually you did it kind of flip way around. Like you had a deal or whatever that wasn't allowing you to be you, and now you're free and you're independent, you're able to explore that as yourself, which is kind of good to know for other artists to hear that, because a lot of people they lay a lot of importance on your label or your management or whatever, and actually as an artist it's just about you.
100%. Like, you got a good point. I feel like I'm someone that is big on having a passion for the music side of things. But when I started this music thing, as you call it, you start to learn it's not always, or it's not the main thing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
When you start doing it, it's not just about the passion you have. You got to make sure you're ready for what's coming. You're ready for the people you meet, why you're meeting them, at what time, what they want from you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people are going to want to use you, but you got to learn to use them as well, if that's the case.
Yeah.
But just being genuine, because not everyone's genuine. There's little things like that.
And in terms of other artists in the music industry right now, is there anyone that you are working with or would like to work with, like, collaboration-wise?
Right now, I can shout out one of my friends now. His name is Gino J.
Oh, sick.
So I've worked with him quite a few times. I worked with a few other people, you know, shout out Donnie as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's part of the camp. So I've been working with those people. I've got more coming. I don't want to talk too much.
Okay.
But right now, I am focusing on myself just because I'm trying to achieve getting my style out there and people understanding what I'm actually trying to bring. So,
and what's the plan for the next release? When are we going to get it? The follow-up to Bad Boy?
Well, the official follow-up will be in a month's time.
Yeah.
I'll drop another song, but for this Valentine's period, I do want to release something too.
Just for the ladies.
You know? So
I love this boy.
I appreciate that. I'm going to do that. And then,
is this a freestyle thing? Like, are you just going to drop a little like romantic?
It's something I've got songs like that.
Okay.
But, and you know, sometimes when you have music at a certain time, you plan it and then another song will come, you change your plan.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That is what it is. So it's more of a melodic up-tempo-ish, but it's still groovy and mellow.
And is this coming out on Valentine's Day?
I want to put it out just before, like maybe 12th.
So you get everybody primed
prepared,
and ready,
yeah,
so that they are banging it on Valentine's
exactly,
Day.
Exactly, because so many songs are going to come out, bigger artists, I might just get...
Yeah.
If I do that on that day, but yeah.
So just drop it for the girls, babe, they need it.
Yeah, it's for the man them too.
Yeah,
because it relates, it's called Money Can't Buy.
Oh.
You know, so.
Nice. Yeah. I think a lot of people can take that as a message for Valentine's Day. Money cannot buy happiness or
love. It can't buy you love, but no. It can buy you something.
Oh, yeah. Well, it can buy me presents, which is what I like.
Something. Yeah, that's how the song basically is about.
Money is... I mean, if you want to buy me presents, that is absolutely fine for me.
Yeah.
Absolutely fine.
You haven't got a Valentine's Day?
No. I'm DJing on Valentine's Day, babe.
Damn.
I'm keeping it like...
No one. Flowers to you?
No. Can you imagine... I haven't had a Valentine's... No. This is my first Valentine's Day single for, like, a long time.
We got to change that.
You've got to find anyone, literally anyone that will date me. So tell me, next time you're performing live, when can we come and see you? Like, are you just back in the studio or are you going to be bopping out doing some...
I'm definitely always in the studio. Yeah. I would say Studio Junkie is what I am.
Yeah.
In March, I've got a show. By the grace of God, more will come just before that, as I'm doing my little thing. August as well, so there should be some there will be some.
So coming, everyone just needs to go head over to Ifosa Official.
Yeah, my socials. I'll keep you up to date with everything I'm doing. And
the next drop's going to come in a month, so lock tight,
officially,
everybody.
Yeah, the next drop. But obviously, my Spotify, Apple Music will be updated by early next week. Yeah.
Ooh, with the a little Valentine's present for all of us, the boys and the girls. Everybody is involved in this one.
Everyone. It's a cool vibe. Yeah.
We like it. We're going to play Bad Boy now. Ifosa, will you introduce it for me?
Yes, sir. This is Ifosa. You listen to the baddest Bad Boy. Yes, sir.
Spobs in it.
Yeah. I pray the Lord he forgives me, cause I've been killing opposition in the town. But when I pull up on you, you will hear a sound. It's an end game when my come around. I pray the Lord he forgives me. Say, I just wanna make my mama proud. Nowadays, I can't be stressing over y'all. Rich forever, tryna be like Ricky Ross. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord. Baby girl, you know, say I be bad boy. Bad boy, she said, give it to me, bad boy. Bad ways, I'ma come in like a bad boy. And when I get it, she gon' feel it when I'm in it. Killing that, killing that, killing like a bad boy. Bad boy, she said, give it to me, bad boy. Bad ways, I'ma come in like a bad boy. Whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah. Look at you, when you with me, nothing go do you. And when you with me, nothing, nothing go do, 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 yeah. I say you fine. If it's a crime to see, maybe if it's a crime to feel you, then at the time I go do 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 do. Whoa. Boy, you better mind that you move your can't step to me. We don't wear the same size shoes. Baby, the bank see me stash so sick for me, judge all the way down to my shoelaces. Insane, this swag's contagious. Three rings, we will do surfaces. Can't fake this. And for some of me, got me like that real. Baby girl, you know, say I be bad boy. Bad boy, she said, give it to me, bad boy. Bad ways, I'ma come in like a bad boy. And when I get it, she gon' feel it when I'm in it. I'm killing that, killing that, killing like a bad boy. Bad boy, she said, give it to me, bad boy. Bad ways, I'ma come in like a bad boy. Whoa, 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 whoa. Me and her. Yeah, she said she want me and her. Yeah, she said she want a bad boy. We gon' give her bad man. Can't believe it, how you broke her back like this. She wanted me and her. She wanted me and her. Oh no, she wanted me and her. Go against the world, but just pray the Lord to forgive me. Cause I've been killing opposition in the town. And when I pull up on you, you won't hear a sound. It's an end game when my come around. I pray the Lord to forgive me. Say, I just wanna make my mama proud. Nowadays, I can still be stressing over y'all. Rich forever, tryna be like Ricky Ross. Oh Lord. Oh no, baby girl, you know, say I be bad boy. Bad boy, she said, give it to me, bad boy. Bad ways, I'ma come in like a bad boy. And when I get it, she gon' feel it when I'm in it. I'm killing that, killing that, killing like a bad boy. Bad boy, she said, give it to me, bad boy. Bad ways, I'ma come in like a bad boy. Whoa, 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 whoa. Me and her, she said she want me and her. She said she want me and her. No, 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 no.
It's Bob's in it.
FUBAR Radio presents
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville.
Hi, my name is Kish Cash. Marcel and Michael, top boys. Yeah, I had a wicked time. I like the vibe at FUBAR Radio, and it was great because they let me go in their kitchen and I reappropriated, shall I say, the biscuits in that kitchen and the chocolates. Oh, I have to say, this show, I thought it was a serious factual show. They brought me here under the pretense we're going to be discussing real facts, real issues that are prevalent and, you know, pressing on the world of politics and the environment today. Bollocks to that. I'll tell you what, these guys are jokes.
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Misunderstood her in the building, Jeff and Stefan. How you doing, guys?
Good, thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and a happy new year.
Yes.
Happy birthday to you. Also, happy Hanukkah. All of the above.
No. Oh, I actually thought you knew it was my birthday.
Oh my God, is it your birthday? birthday.
Not today, but it's actually coming up. I thought you were going to say happy birthday to you in advance.
No, just one of those people that his birthday is the whole month.
Oh, no, same.
February, yeah.
Yeah.
Aquarius, baby.
That's not a very Aquarius vibe, because I'm a Leo, and Leos are like, yeah, my birthday lasts for 6 months. But, like, I didn't know about that, about how Aquarius is.
Yeah, we're very exclusive.
Oh.
It's just Jeff.
Very exclusive at hotmail.com.
Oh, yes. actually, let's kick it off. What was your old first ever email, please?
Oh, no, mine was bad. Mine was bad. Mine was... No. My sister made this. It was buffboy, and you know it, at hotmail.com. I don't... When I say my sister made it, she actually made it. Like, that wasn't me.
Buffboy?
And you know it, at hotmail.com.
So I am dead.
You know, back in the day, like... Because obviously, like, we grew up together. So, like, back in the day, we, like, we used to have MSN. Shout
yeah, of course.
Remember
I mean,
MSN?
Babe. Yeah.
So, like...
ASL.
ASL. What? ASL, what's that?
Oh my god, what? Age, sex, location.
Okay.
Well, we know who really you young. Were when you were younger.
No, but Steph,
sorry,
I was
not
like,
sorry.
I was like, Steph, what's your MSN so I can add you? Then he gave it to me and I was like, what?
How did you spell buff?
I think B-U-F-F.
Oh,
yeah,
buff.
But it was like, yeah, no, I don't even want to say it because some people are going to like try and email me and yeah. I don't use it, but it's still there.
Oh my god,
you
still have,
like,
sorry, buff
there.
Boy. What?
No, not saying it anymore.
I am dead.
You know when it comes up on your screen, like, buff boy, and you know it has added you. I'm like, what the hell
what?
Is
sorry,
this?
Guys.
Yes.
Sorry,
and you're like, denied.
I was like,
no one that calls himself buff boy can be someone that's trusted. But clearly he can be.
This is true.
Appearances are deceiving, you know. You, even though you have that lame-ass email address, you're still a cool-as-fuck person in
yes,
real life.
Yes, come on.
Mine was going to be, I asked my brother to set it up, and it was going to be sexonlegs@hotmail.com. And ironically, at the time, I was so not sex on legs that it was like, I was trying to be ironic, but everyone was just like, no.
But everyone was like, hell
babe,
no.
Babe, it just doesn't make any sense on any level. And I was like, that's really upsetting, so it's just going to be my name. What about you? Did you have one?
I thought you were going to bypass me.
No.
Damn it!
No way.
Mine, and I still use mine, funnily enough, is R&B star Jeffrey.
Oh.
R&B star Jeffrey?
That's yeah. like, kind of like, makes sense.
That's because he wanted to be Usher when he was younger.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you
yeah.
feel anywhere closer to being like Usher now?
I kind of feel...
You're your own Usher.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm like that guy from Misunderstood called Jeff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
you're
my name's
just,
Jeff.
Yeah.
Exactly just like...
Literally.
So, guys, you've had a pretty busy couple of years.
We
like,
have, yeah.
It's all been kicking off. Let's start with X Factor, because obviously that is a big part of a sort of like... You know, it kind of thrusts you into this limelight, but it's also a very intense, very, it's a lot.
Yes. It is a lot.
Yes.
It's a lot.
2018 was your year.
Yep.
Finalists.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about the experience as a whole.
Okay. Wow. The experience as a whole was like one of those things that you're chucked into a washing machine and you never know when you're going to get out. And then when you're chucked out, you're still in that washing machine. You just keep going around.
You're in
around.
Another one.
Yeah. It was so crazy. The amount of people that we met was incredible. The fans grew so much and they were just so lovely and appreciative. And for us, we really got to show who we were and show exactly what we've been creating for so many years.
Yeah,
so
because you guys were already kind of like fully fledged artists, making your own music, writing, doing stuff, which is kind of the way that X Factor was going at the time.
Yeah. I think that's what attracted us as well, is because we were like, we can do
giving
our own music.
Giving platforms to like
exactly
people, essentially.
Yeah.
Was there anything, what would you say was the biggest thing you learned from the experience, whether it is good or bad?
The biggest thing that I've learned, just without being rude or anything, just always go with your gut instinct. Because I knew that from the last performance that we did that we were going to be going home. And that's just me being completely 100. Like, I just had a gut feeling that, okay, I don't really believe in this song. Should I really voice it? Should I really, you know, go against, you know, the people that are saying that this is the right song for you guys to do? That's my only gut feeling.
And sometimes you can't be afraid to be a bitch. Like, you really can't. And, like, a lot of people... No, it's true. A lot of people go...
You can't
go,
be afraid, girl.
You can't be afraid, girl.
But I love it.
Some people
don't
go,
be afraid to be a bitch.
No, it's true. Because you know what? Yeah, everyone gets scared of, like, oh, like, they're divas. Like, they want what they want, it's and they diva. Know what they want. And you're like, no, but I've been doing this and working on my craft for so long, and you're just taking me into this show. Like, we've already worked on this. So if we know how we want to dress and we know how we want to sound and we know how we both want to come across, and you're telling us, no, this is what works for the show, I'm sorry, I'm going to be like, yo, I'm not doing that, because this is not me. And some people are so scared to get that across, because they're scared that they're going to become a bitch or be called a bitch.
Yeah.
And I just wish we pushed out a little bit more and was more kind of like grounded and was like, no, we're not doing that.
Because we did have those talks at the very beginning, because we did actually say, because a lot of the time people used to be like, well, this worked for that person. And when we would ask, okay, but what's happening with that person right now? Mm-hmm. They would kind of like run away and be like, okay, we're not going to talk about that. Like, yeah. Literally, it's kind of like, so what are you trying to tell us?
Yeah, you're looking at evidence-based. Also, yeah. You can't like... You can't say to someone, so-and-so did this, so you should. It's like, well, that's just exactly. not how the music exactly. industry yeah. works. If you look at the way the charts work this year, 2020, versus woo-hoo. 2018, versus mm-hmm. 2015, it's a totally different ballgame.
Totally different. Yeah.
Every single year, like, you know, it changes. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. no one expected a grime artist to take over the charts like Stormzy did.
Yeah. Big up J-Hus.
Yeah, yeah, like J-Hus. I mean, look at how beautiful the... I mean, it's just so everything. Like, pop music has become everything.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah. like Ellen DeGeneres says, everyone needs to be on their own path. Don't try and go onto anyone else's path. It's not going to work for you. Stay on your own one and just believe in yourself. Like, that's really, it's just, yeah. yeah.
And you've been doing a lot of performances. You did Miss World.
Yes.
Last year.
Yes.
Hyde Park with Nile Rodgers' Brits Party.
Yeah. yeah.
British Summertime with Robbie Williams.
Amazing.
What would you say has been the highlight of your careers so far? Boom.
Oh! That is actually, highlight. Still being together. Like, because yeah. we've been doing this for 10, 11 years now. Mm-hmm. And the thing that's formed our bond is our friendship. And yeah. that, for me, is like, oh my gosh, we're actually still doing this. Like, this is yeah. incredible.
Yeah. Is it because you can be a bitch to each other?
100%.
That as well.
Yeah. yeah. you just like
you
the
need
word bitch.
Yeah. yeah, I do. Yeah. But you do actually need that. I feel like with my mates, if I can't be honest,
yeah.
mm. even when I don't like something, yeah. then they're not really,
then they're not
my
really
mates.
Your friends. Yeah, 100%.
Or they're scared.
Or they're scared. Yeah, and for us, it's like we've done so many incredible things and we've achieved so many different things. Like, we had two of our songs synced to a Universal film, and that was incredible. We met Beyonce. Like, it was
Beyonce,
like the biggest thing ever. But for us, it's more like the greatest achievement is that we are still together and we're yeah. still pushing and we're still inspiring so many people every single day. Mm. Like, it's ridiculous how many DMs we get that say that we've changed their lives. And we're like, what? We only just put out yeah. that song, like, just because we wanted to, you know?
That's such a lovely kind of 360 of, like, the yeah. you know, the career, the hard times, the struggles,
yeah,
and then,
man.
But you're still getting those messages and you're mm-hmm. still receiving that love. It's
yeah.
really important.
Because you have to go. You can't just expect it to happen overnight sometimes. Sometimes the biggest artists have been made over multiple of years. You
yeah,
know?
You're mad. Like, yeah. I always relate it to actors because I think that's a really good way of doing it. But there's loads of like Helen Mirren didn't become like a massive star until she was like, you know, and I just don't think age or situation is relevant.
Not
in any
at
way.
All. We said just a minute ago, we were like, Lizzo. Lizzo is that bitch. She
literally,
is that...
I interviewed Lizzo 6 years ago when she released Lizzo Bangers, which is her first album. Yeah. She was one of the most interesting, intelligent people, very low-key, yeah. very, and like, and then I had her back to do MTV Push, which I host, and it was like so incredible to see that she didn't change. She just became who she was always meant
that's
to
what
be.
You were saying.
Yeah, it was just the right time. This world is about timing and presence. If you're not ready for when your time hits, then you're just going to miss it. So you yeah. always have to be ready. And I feel like her, she was so ready that when her time just hit, everything clicked together.
Boom.
And she was like, hey, bitches, I'm here. Oh.
Literally. Yes. But on a serious note, what does Beyonce smell like?
Do you know what? I don't that even night. Know yet. I don't even know because I was sweating so much.
Because all of your emotions just cut off any yeah. kind of like sign of life. It's yeah. like you can't breathe. You can't like,
I was,
yeah.
I was doing like 1,000 backflips in my head. But the good thing about that night was that we didn't meet her as fans. Yeah. Like, we were with Will.i.am because we had been in the studio the whole day. And he was like, yo, let's just go to a party. And we're like, yeah, okay, cool. And there was like 50 people there.
Yep.
And we got
Jessica
to meet
Alba
her.
Was there? Yeah. Jessica Alba's partying in
it. And we got to meet her and it was like, wow. Like, you know, she was like, I love your energy. And she hadn't even heard any of our music.
Yeah.
And that for us was huge because energy is something. If you walk into a room and someone is appreciating your energy, that's everything. Do you know what I mean? So
the one thing that was mind-blowing though is that when we did meet her, she was like, hi, I'm Beyonce. And we were like...
Yeah.
Well, no.
Yeah, we know. Thanks.
Well, no.
Yeah.
You were like, sorry, what?
Who's that?
Oh, that's a nice name.
Remind me again.
Cinderella.
Remind me again who you are. It was nice
crazy.
To meet you,
what was
Beyonce.
Beyonce.
No, I think those moments are really like... It's like, it's not, it doesn't mean, like, the funny thing is, it's a wonderful moment for you guys, but yeah. it's not like, you know that it's a moment in time, and like, I love that that isn't your, it's like a great moment that you remember, but it's not, you know, it's really endearing to hear that your most treasured memory is the fact that you two are still together and you're still working on music. Let's talk about the music. Ride is your latest track.
The new single.
Tell me a little bit about Ride.
Ride is basically definitely a change direction of sound of what we've released before in the past. And it's just such a vibe. Like, we recorded this before we even did The X Factor. And we were just like, a little behind the scenes information. Because we were always like, we love this song and we want to keep on releasing music. And then, you know, X Factor knocked on the door for us and we were like, okay, let's do it. But yeah, it's just a different vibe, a different sound. And it just shows, you know, where we want to go with music in 2020, especially.
Yeah, and it's just chilled. It's like, it tells that story of being in a relationship and just going, can we just not go so fast? Like, can we just chill? I like where we are right now. Let's
enjoy
just
enjoy the moment, man.
Yeah.
So. Are you like that in real life?
No.
Oh my God, same. As soon as you were explaining that, I was like, yes, sure, babe.
They always say patience is key, whereas with us, it's like patience is like.
Never.
There. Patience is a girl I have never met and I never will.
Can we just chill? No, we cannot just chill.
My mum literally on the phone to me today was like, do you think in the future you could be more relaxed in relationships? I was like, No.
Not now, not in the future, not ever.
But it's a story
that you need to tell, because as writers, you have to write from yourself, but from a perspective that other people
will kind of dream.
No, yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you want to be that person that's relaxed and not checking that person's phone, but a lot of people are not like that.
Listen, we've all got on their Instagrams on a different account, so they can't tell that we're looking at their videos.
Oh my God, we've all been there.
Come on!
I use the group account.
Yes. And then it's like, could be anybody.
Yeah. It could be anyone.
Could be anyone.
Yeah, it's true. You should write a song
about
that.
Now you can write a song about us all being psychos. Yeah. But that's, you know what? Like, it's funny because in relationships, I think there's every side. There are parts where you would want to be chill. Like, when you are confident and comfortable, you can become chill. But in the early stages, it's much harder to be.
Yeah, and emotions come involved, and you're just like, hell no, this person's going to
just
go.
Just emotions taking me over. Hey, I'm going to stop singing because you sound so good. Okay, well, this is exciting. Tell me about the next. You just told me more music's coming in 2020. What's coming?
Yeah, like, okay, well, the difference between the music that we've released before and that's coming right now is Jeffrey has taken a big, massive step on top and been like, yo, like, I've been influenced by all these kind of artists and I really want to push this kind of R&B, soulful kind of vibe through. Whereas a lot of the music that I write, me being Stefan, hello guys, it's very like Ryan Tedder pop kind of, Sia kind of thing. So we kind of really took Jeffrey's direction with this and was like, okay, what do you want to say, Jeff? And kind of took
it with
that.
Go on, Jeff.
So, yeah.
tell me some of the people that you've been influenced by.
Influence, there's so many. Like, J Hus is definitely one. Burna Boy is another one. But
smashing it, both of them.
100%. But a lot of like Eric Bellinger or Bellinger?
I thought it was Bellinger. But
yeah, I thought it was Bellinger.
Bellinger. Okay, Eric Bellinger. A lot of the recent Beyonce stuff. But just literally, just trying to find our lane of what we want to do. I didn't want us to go into the studio and record something because that kind of artist has done that. I wanted us to kind of like find our own niche and then take it from there. And the stuff that we've been able to come up with, it's a massive challenge and a massive test to be like, this is what you can do outside of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing I love about this new project that we've got coming.
And just pushing yourself out of the kind of normal comfort zone that you're in, because you can, as a duo, we always have arguments of what we want to do, because it is emotion that you're putting into that music. And if you're not having arguments and fighting for what you want to say and what you want to stand for, there's no point doing it. We don't want to be famous. We just want to release good music and inspire like people, just like we were inspired when we were younger. So.
And you mentioned, I'm just going to go back to you, when you went into the studio with Will.i.am, because I know he's a very, we've had him on the show before, he's very, like, crazy knowledgeable about music.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did he give you any tips?
Tips? We were there for 12 hours, literally sitting there listening to unreleased songs by Michael, unreleased music by Lady Gaga. Like, and just literally giving us facts and talking about, like, we ended up speaking about science and energy.
He's really into that. He's very hyper-intelligent.
He's just a very, very kind soul. And to have that opportunity to sit there and talk to someone that has been in the industry and had so much success as he has, for us, it was like, okay, cool. Like, we know where we're going. We don't, it's not like we need your help. Like, we're not asking for your help. We're just sitting here and we're taking
it all in. We will embrace this.
We will embrace it and we will take it, and whatever happens from here, we will just always remember this experience. And that's every single day of our lives, even though we have huge highs and really lows, we always take that and generate into a new song.
And that's great. You've got to take the highs with the lows, otherwise it's all just one weird high and then nothing feels... If everything was high all the time, nothing would feel like
that. Yeah. No, have you seen Inside Out, the film?
Yeah. Oh my God.
There we go. Happiness, sadness, it goes hand in hand.
Basically, if you haven't seen it, it's a cartoon about the inside of a little girl's head, and what we learn about the film is that you need happiness, sadness, anger, and all of them to be successful. I love that film. In fact, I love that film. I'm gonna go home and watch that film tonight.
Rewatch it.
Yeah. I need that
film brings about so many memories for me.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Why that?
Because in that movie, I actually said I love you first. But that's not what my girlfriend said. She asked me a question. I was like, yeah, I love you too. And she was like, what?
She didn't say I love you.
I was like, oh, shit.
Sorry, you told your girlfriend you loved her because you thought she'd said it and it wasn't, oh, babe.
So anytime we watch Inside Out, it's like, you remember that moment?
Are you still together?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's fine then.
Yeah, that's fine. They're strong.
I feel okay now. I felt like, I'm so sorry. But imagine she was like, anyway, bye.
Bye, Felicia.
You're like, oh my God, Inside Out is a really dark film. Right, guys, let's play a bit of Ride.
Yes.
Good luck with 2020.
Thank you so much.
I'm looking forward to seeing what's coming out of you guys.
Yes.
Keep sending it over.
We will.
Can you introduce Ride for me, please?
This is Misunderstood, and this is our brand new single, Ride.
Yes, sir.
I've been wondering all damn night. Why are you running right through my mind? I wanna rock with you, darling. So come and talk to me, darling. Yeah, cause there's nothing more that I'd like. Yeah, yeah. And I know that I want you. So let me know if you want to, baby. Can we ride? Señorita, I wanna dance with you. Remind me of the Mona Lisa, smiling like you do me like I'm the new black royal. Breezy wrong, my girl, she loyal. My girl, she loyal. And I know that you want to. So let me know if you're down to, yeah.
Presents
Nick Helm and Nathaniel Metcalf's Fan Club.
We're joined in the studio now by Morgan McLean. So how did you get involved with Sunday Brunch?
We were up for a Time Out Award for Best Shop in Muswell Hill, won the award, and I was over the moon drinking the free champagne like no one's business.
Sure.
I go up to the stage, I'm crying so much, I'm so drunk, like so drunk.
Yeah. Like, did you swear?
Yes, we're on television, like I was so nervous.
Yeah.
I got through the segment and Tim went like that on my arm, held my arm, was like, sorry about the swearing, and I was like, shit, did I fucking swear?
Nick and Nat's Fan Club. Every Friday from 12 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
It is Thursday on FUBAR Radio, and I've got my final guest. Icy Bergs is here.
Hey, man. What's
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Yourself?
Very good. I like your jacket.
Ah, thank you very much.
Looking suave. Icy Bergs is in here wearing like a little leather thing with like a fur collar. Black leather jacket with a fur collar. It's very P. Diddy vibes.
Oh, for real?
Oh, mate.
Oh, gosh.
P. Diddy loves a leather with a fur.
With a bit of fur, yeah?
Oh, yeah. He loves it. How's it going anyway?
Yeah, all good, man. All good. Can't complain.
AP on me.
AP on me.
Brand spanking new
brand
track.
Spanking new.
Video's coming out on the 10th, which is Monday, is that? Saturday?
Monday, yeah. This Monday coming.
Sick.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about it?
I don't want to say too much, but on the you can listen to it now on all digital platforms.
Yep, it's out there.
Yeah, that's out there now.
Ready to be digested.
Definitely.
So tell us a bit about the track. What is AP on me about? Where's it come from?
I've had it for about... I've done this song a few years ago, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah? That's not unusual, is it?
Nah, so I've done it a few years ago. Very catchy, very ear-catching,
yeah.
Very jumpy, up-tempo song. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people's going to like this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you had good reaction from your fans?
Yeah, yeah. A lot. A lot of good reaction.
What are they saying? Like,
They're saying this is the one. They love it.
They're vibing it.
Yeah.
So what's coming up next for you? Like, what's the plan? You've obviously got the video dropping on Monday.
I've got the video dropping. Then I've got another project dropping a week after that.
Sick.
Don't want to talk too much on that one as well, but that's another big one, yeah.
Oh, a whole
different lane, though. Different lane. This one, AP on me, is a bit more commercial for the radio.
Mm-hmm.
The other one's a bit more, you know.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And so how did you get into radio? Like, what radio? How did you get into music? Like, what was your journey?
I've been doing music since quite young, to be honest
with
you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And how did you get into it? Like, what was the vibe when you started?
The vibe, me and a few friends was going studio from about, young, years and years back. And we just kind of was vibing from that. Everyone was saying, yeah, you're fire. And just kind of started doing it from then.
And it's
it was on and off. I only started seriously about 2015, 2016.
Sick.
Took it serious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And is there other artists that you're looking at right now that you'd love to work with? Like, what you
think? Yeah, there's a few good artists over in the UK that I would like to work with. I think Western are cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're
sick.
Dope. Tion Wayne. I think he's cool.
Yeah,
Jay
definitely.
Huss.
Yeah, we've just been talking a lot. Everyone's talking about Jay Huss today.
Yeah, yeah. He just made a new album.
Sick. Mm. Yeah, I mean, have you listened to it?
I've listened to a few tracks.
Oh, mate, it's so... It is like a real vibe and an energy. Like, the whole thing... It's weird because it's not like... It's not... There are bangers on there, but it's not like banger after banger after banger.
Okay.
But it's like an album you can listen to and actually really... Like, the melody is fucking sick.
Okay.
And yeah, it's really, really good.
I need to listen to it.
Yeah, I'm excited for this video release, man.
Yeah.
So everyone's going to...
Big video.
Everyone's going to get this on Monday, yeah?
On Monday, the 10th.
Nice. And mm-hmm. and you can't... Is there another single coming out? So the next project you're working, you can't tell us anymore.
But that's out the following Monday.
Oh, my gosh. Busy boy.
Yeah, yeah. That's out on all digital platforms also. And then following will be the video for that one.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And you back in the studio?
Yeah, I've got so much projects coming up.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, it's already lined up.
Oh, it's an exciting year for you.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Do you feel like 2020, like, ready to take this year?
Trust me.
Nice.
Over-prepared.
That's what you need, though. You need that mm-hmm. in your life. Sick. Well, should we play a little bit of AP on me?
Yeah, let's get into it.
Let's do it. All right, babe, can you introduce it for me?
This is Icy Bergs and this is AP on me. Listen up.
Probably why these females want me. Man, these old fools can't harm me. Cause I'm old school like Atari. So I keep my AP on me.
AP on me.
So I keep my AP on me. So I keep my AP on me. So I keep my AP on me.
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 AP
so I keep my AP on me.
I got my AP on me.
Bust down. On my Novikov swag, I'm uptown. I ain't really want to brag, I must now. Got my diamonds, a VVS now. Damn, I got my AP on me. Rollie on the right hand. Pull up in a big whip. Can you see the price, fam? Looking at a cool 40, shining like a light hand. On the road to riches, so let me tell you my plan. No way, fuck that. Commotion niggas fake like a hubcap. Pull up in a Wraith like, stop that. Pretty like, yo, did he cop that?
Now I got a range and a bimmer. Every other day I eat lobster for dinner. Rolling with my chick, her like me, she's a winner. Bought her a rollie, she's always in her. Niggas wanna be like me. Don't believe me, have a look, you'll see. But I'm just a different kind of branch like tree. Me, I be the plug to the city like key. Keep a young G by my
look,
side.
Look, I got my AP on me. Probably why these females want me. And these old fools can't harm me. Cause I'm old school like Atari. So I keep my AP on me.
AP on me.
So I keep my AP on me. So I keep my AP on me. So I keep my AP on me.
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 AP.
So I keep my AP on me. Haters like, why you spend so much on a watch? I like ice on my wrist, so what? Keep a blade right inside my socks. And a 9 just in case that flops. Iron guard is my jewelers. 15 years I've been doing this. Don't believe me, ask Christmas about Corey. He say I'm old school like Maury.
Baby, will you love me? Just the same way you love your jewelry. Baby, baby, will you love me? Just the same way you love your jewelry. Baby.
Look, I got my AP on me. Probably why these females want me. And these old fools can't harm me. Cause I'm old school like Atari. So I keep my AP on me.
AP on me.
So I keep my AP on me. So I keep my AP on me. So I keep my AP on me.
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 AP.
So I keep my AP on me.
AP on me, Icy Bergs. What a cutie. Sounds like he's got a lot going on. Lots of low-key things he's going to be announcing in the next couple of weeks. So go and check out his socials. Also, go check out the socials of all of our artists today. It's been such a good show. The Real Jimbo, Lapsley. I'm so excited about this album. What a mega babe. Great to have her back. Ifosa, Tally Spear, Misunderstood. Great energy in the building today. So I don't know if any of you have watched the Taylor Swift documentary, but it's on Netflix, and it sort of it details that whole situation of her. Basically, it really humanizes Taylor Swift, and I feel like there was a lot that went down with obviously Kanye and him doing the song and using the word bitch and her not knowing about it. And it basically just sheds a real light on sort of how she dealt with it, and it was really... To be honest, I really enjoyed it, and I also felt incredibly sorry for her because obviously she's had so much going on. Basically, I think to an extent we really put these artists on like a pedestal and we just act like they're not just normal human beings. And it's called Miss Americana, and it really kind of reiterates her story of being a woman that's... She's talked a lot about, you know, feeling like a woman who's been told to know and, like, you know, kind of follow what she's been told to do. And I don't know. It totally depends on how you feel about her and your relationship. I mean, I'm a fan of Taylor Swift. I like her music. And I felt like this documentary really shed light on the kind of, like, what it is she went through during that time. And I think it's a really intense, like, I just really enjoyed it. And I felt like I saw a different side to her, you know. So go and check it out. It's called Miss Americana. It's on Netflix. It's very easy watching. It's kind of, if you've ever watched the Katy Perry documentary, it's a bit like that. You like really see an intimate inside view of like what she's going through. Justin Bieber has also announced an intimate album launch show. He's going to do a special acoustic show and a fan Q&A at London's Indigo at the O2, but it's like a tiny little thing in the O2. It's not the O2. It's on February 11th to celebrate the release of his fifth studio album, Changes, which is coming out on Valentine's Day. Very cute. But that's quite mad that he's coming. I mean, I'm guessing he's flying in and flying out. But it's quite... He seems to be doing a lot of these like low-key performances where it's just like him and a guitar. Like I think he did one on Ellen the other day. I know that a friend of mine went to an art exhibition in LA where he did one, and bloody Kylie Jenner came and sang Rise and Shine. So you never know what's going to happen. Kylie Jenner might be there. Who knows? But he's been releasing a lot of like real insight into what's been going down in his life. And so if you can get tickets or go head down, I don't know how you even get into this, but I'm assuming you can Google it and find out, but it seems like it'll be a vibe. I feel like he's been given a lot of himself recently, and I'm very excited to hear what this album is about. I mean, Yummy is really an earworm, and it's really fucking with my mental because I am constantly humming it all the time. So he's doing his job. All right, guys, this has been me on FUBAR Radio. Me is Harriet Rose, by the way. Go and listen back, www.fubarradio.com, videos at FUBAR Radio on all the socials. Plus, you can win tickets to Love Box, so don't forget about that. Thanks to all of our guests today. We're going to finish the show with a brand new one from Jay Huss. This is Play Play featuring Burna Boy. What a banger.
I know you're in love, got me up the Mac with the extension, and me up the money for your extensions, got me like your hair longer than my gun, boy, though we have the guns and girls, I feel keep the balance, and up in my world, when I sleep in a man, anytime it could go down, she won't hold out, she let it all out, bow, 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 bow.
My favorite girl had the French braids. I had a crush on her since back a day. She said our usna needs a bandage. After I come round and gave her a 12 gauge. We tried to call my phone, but it was engaged. I was with my little mama, she was honey glazed. I've been crushing on her since back then. Just the other day, I gave her the Mac 10. I don't want just any girl, cause I'm a little choosy. But I swear, I'm a sucker for a little cutie. I had a skin fade like a little boozy. And then I went and gave little mama the little ooze. Cause you got a body shape that I can't forget. The way I make you drip when I'm talking slick. I'm ashamed, cause when I came, I was busting quick. That's why this time I came with a banana clip.
Got me up the Mac with the extension. And me up the money for your extensions. Got me like your hair longer than my gun. The guns and girls, if we keep the balance, and up in my world, when I sleep in the man, anytime it could go down, she won't hold up, she let it all out, bow, 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 bow.
Only God can judge me, but my friends are lifer. My life is too far, so I can never wife her. I'm from the East Coast, but she's a West Sider. I scoped her from far, cause I'm the best sniper. Said she had the melon, so I go and get her. Spray in my AK-47. The way she keeps me guessing, she is a blessing. But she only loves me for my 357. I think she was Bayesian or maybe Trini. Every time I linked her, I had a 9 milli. I had to link a Cougar with a Luger. But the next time I bring out a big bazooka, it's the return of the Mac, call it the sequel. I'm known as the Mac like Beanie Siegel. Before she got undressed, she was already see-through. Then she fell in love with my Desert Eagle.
Got me up the Mac with the extension. And me up the money for your extensions. Got me like your hair longer than my gun. Oh, no way up the guns and girls. I feel keep the balance.